replaced him. He triumphantly voices forth the truth, especially so when human tongues deliberately lie. When we speak of religion, our attitude should be sympathetic and appreciative and not comparative and competitive. Comparison and competition create disharmony. Disharmony is a destructive force, whereas sympathy and appreciation create harmony. Harmony is a creative force. Further, it is the life of existence. All religions are true to their adherents. All religions are surcharged with inspiration. This inspiration is the conviction of the adherents' collective soul. Peace must be the watchword of all human beings, as truth is their sole aim. With regard to religion, momentous are the words of Rabindranath Tagore. He says, religion, like poetry, is not a mere idea, it is expression. The self-expression of God is in the veriness of creation, and our attitude towards the infinite being must also, in its expression, have a veriness of individuality, ceaseless and unending. Religion is a living challenge to the greatest in human being. To face the problems of life. True, there are countless problems, but there is also an omnipotent power. Strangely enough, this omnipotent power utilizes all these problems as fit instruments for the future blessing of humanity. Religion breathes. It breathes in the inmost recesses of our heart. Religion expands. It expands in our feeling. Religion conquers. It conquers in our self-offering. The raison d'être or the quintessence of religion is to release the pent-up reservoir of human energy. Life itself is religion, intimate, continuous, and fulfilling. Let us live openly, let us live freely, let us have that religion which includes all human beings that have ever lived on earth, who are still on the outstay, and who shall dwell during untold ages of time. Ours is the religion that will ply between the shores of infinity and eternity. Very kind of you. My name is Chinmoy Kumar Ghosh. I was born in Bengal and I was brought up in South India. This is my name, Bengali name. Today we are discussing religion. Until we know what religion is, we do not understand spirituality. And until we understand spirituality, we cannot understand yoga. Until we have understood yoga, we cannot think of God. So these are the steps towards the realization of God. Tomorrow I shall be speaking on spirituality and then a few more talks. The aim of life and what is God's plan and the principle yogas, the karma yoga, the path of action, and the bhakti yoga, the path of love and devotion, and the jnana yoga, the path of knowledge and wisdom. These are the things perhaps I would like to deal with during my stay in Puerto Rico.